Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning, sunshine.
You know what's crazy about this time of year? Everything is pumpkin spice.
Today, it is National Pumpkin Spice Day.
My day just got a whole lot better.
What do you think? Pumpkin spice, please.
Pumpkin spice latte.
A pumpkin.
Now to spice it up.
Just smell for the pumpkin spice latte.
Happy National Pumpkin Spice Day.
Yes, yes, yes. You guys are my salvation every morning.
It's showtime.
Well, good morning. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. 6:09. It is Thursday morning, and I guess there's no easy way.
Well, first of all, it's October. Let's just start there, and let's just be light and breezy about the fact that March was 25 years ago, and here we are, and now it's already October, and it is October 1st. Indeed, every year it comes, and it's a, you know, grim reminder of a few years back.
So there's no easy way to open the show on this date.
No.
We all remember where we were, what we were doing on this day, and it started out like this.
Yeah.
It's what happened later that night. And, of course, for a lot of us, not until the next morning did we find out actually what happened.
Right.
So we will, of course, move forward, do the show as we normally do. But don't think that we don't remember.
No.
We will always remember those that passed away on this night and still hurt. Those that still hurt from this date.
Always. And we are, you know what? And I know it's a hard day. And this year, could this year suck anymore to begin with?
Right.
No, it could not. So listen, we are here. And if you do want to talk about anything, we are absolutely here.
702-739-9636. I know today's events, I mean, touched everybody in some way, shape or form. You, of course, very personal. Because it was this night that you were performing on the Strip.
Yeah, it was such a blast. I had such a blast of a weekend. I really did. And lots of new faces that I met. And one of them you met briefly as well, Mike. And she didn't make it, you know. There's quite a story that goes along with it. But, yeah, it was weird. It was very, very weird. As I was leaving the Hard Rock Cafe, it's like, what is with all the police cars? This is crazy.
And on our website, we will post up a lot of the activities going on today in relationship to October 1.
Yes.
All right, sunshine today going to be nice. High in the upper 90s, low 100s. Tomorrow, it's 70 now. First take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yes, let's lighten it up a little bit. For the first time this season, Major League Baseball will allow some fans for both the National League Championship Series and the World Series. Now, they'll be kept away from the field, of course, as the games will be happening in a bubble, so they got to be far away. Mike, your team might be doing it. You never know.
That's why I don't want to talk about it.
I know. I'm just saying, if they do, I don't know that you'll get tickets because you. I think you have to be like a season ticket holder, things like that. 2020. This is the first year, sorry, Morty, without a Marvel movie in a decade.
No
Marvel movie this year. So
I've already come to terms with that.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's okay. I was hoping
be strong. Be strong.
Okay. A new study also has found now that America has watched about 20 movies over the past 2 months. That's about one movie every 3 days.
Wow.
And the average person has binged 4 shows in that time in the past 2 months. So.
Yeah, I you know what? Probably more than that, too.
Yeah. But over the last 6, of course, more than that. But the past couple months, they really dug in. And oh my gosh, The Masked Singer.
I actually watched it last night.
Did you watch? Well,
because I wanted to hear, I wanted to actually see what the hype was all about because I know you're a big fan of this show
I love the show.
So I actually watched it.
Oh, some new voices last night that threw me. Mm. Did you watch it, Morty?
I watched parts of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a clip.
Do you have that?
Yes, I have the clip.
Hold off, and let me just tell you something. Something happened last night that has never happened in the long, 3-year history of that show. It was interesting.
What is going on?
Yeah, oh, they're, I just hate their reactions. Amazing. Nick Cannon, shut up.
The one time Mike watches it, yeah. He gets the one instance.
Yeah, I know. But it made it not as exciting by that happening. But, you know, it's fine.
We'll play that
for you in a bit, but it was indeed a very special Masked Singer. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Our good friend Big Mike's on the phone.
Hey.
How you doing today, Mike? I know your daughter went through it.
It took me a few minutes because I didn't want to be emotional when I called, so I kind of had to psych myself up. But, you know, it's really about, you know, just sending love out to people. My girlfriend, as it turns out, was going to be there. She was at Mandalay Bay just before it started. She was too tired and went home. So I'm grateful. My daughter did take a bullet, was okay. But the fear that goes through your mind, you know, and then you start thinking of everybody else that didn't make it. And it's very personal, that event for me, but it's also just this world, because a year later, almost exactly, there was that big shooting in Thousand Oaks, California.
Yeah.
At the bar where my personal friend was killed trying to protect other people. So it just makes you think in the world how lucky we are, and it's sad that we, you know, can't do things because people want to do that, and why did what he did. But I just think today I'm sending out lots of love because there are people still suffering, people that will deal with it for the rest of their lives. My daughter's come back well. She's bounced back. She's strong. She works for support groups now for people that have been through this, and just people need to love.
Mike, I'm glad that she's okay. I was lucky enough to talk to you a couple of weeks ago about this, and I'm glad that she's doing okay, man.
Carly, you have all my strength and love, too. I know you went through it, and Mike, I know you support everybody, and to anyone who calls in, we got guys, and we're all here for you.
Sadly, you know what? Luckily and sadly, it was peripheral for us. We know a lot of people who were there and who were involved. It was hard that day sitting back, not being able to help and do something.
I do have a couple of people I know as well that were there that didn't get hit, and a couple really good musicians that were scared. And I remember one of them, he actually posted a video inside a cargo truck where they were all hiding. You could hear everything going on. It's all that trauma, because people probably remember that every day, right?
Yeah.
But we just have to do our best to move forward. Like he said, I can't let it stop my life.
Yeah.
And I have to balance not forgetting with being able to move on and still function.
Oh, Big Mike, we love you, my friend. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, we'll talk soon, guys.
And our phone lines are open.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So, Carla, you're a big fan of the Mask. Mask, and last night I watched it for the first time because I wanted to hear and see what it's all about.
Is this the first time you've ever watched it?
First time ever.
It is. Okay.
First time ever. So I decided to tune in, and I was going to watch the whole thing, whether I liked it or not.
Well, it was a big night because something, like I say, happened that has never happened on that show.
The Gremlin's telling me he wants to take this off. Oh, my God! Mickey Rourke! Oh, my God! What would make you do the Masked Singer and come have fun with us?
It was in the neighborhood.
I had my Gremlin costume. I was like, I'm pulling up.
I do like the show. I watched like 4 episodes, you know, and they asked me, would you be interested in...
The legendary icon, Mickey Rourke, in the building, taking over the Masked Singer.
So he took it off because...
He's the guy that was in 9 1/2 weeks, by the way, in case anybody's going, who is that?
Yeah. And all the women thought he was great in that, and
he was
hot.
Oh, my God, he's just had too much work done.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often.
Oh, I don't know how they sing in those things. I really don't. I don't know how they sing in those things.
So this is the first time that's ever happened where the performer said, you know what, I can't do this anymore.
I'm just hot. Yes, I'm just hot.
Don't they have a little fan in there or something?
They should. They really should. I mean, you think about the people at Disneyland and things like that. They that's what they do.
I didn't have any idea of the concept of the show, so when I watched, I go, oh, I see, okay, so they run a little video clip with all these clues as to who it might be, and then they sing, and then they try and figure out.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of the judges and their reactions.
Well,
and
it's just kind of overdone.
So campy.
Yeah, it's just really overdone.
Oh,
the show is campy. It's not a serious show, that's for sure, but trying to figure out who they are is really cool because some of them, man, they sounded good last night. Oh, my God, they sounded good last
night.
Now,
you think one of the performers might be Tina Turner.
Well, I did.
But you switched.
No, because I looked into all the clues. You got to look up, like, clues and where they go, and okay. I'm pretty darn sure I know who it is. I don't want to say, I don't want to give it away to people, but I told you.
But it's not
you.
Tina Turner anymore.
No,
okay.
No, it's
all
not. Marty,
right.
I'll have to share
France.
It with you.
Paris.
She's actually, I saw she's in, where did I say, Sweden.
Sweden.
Yeah,
oh,
she's in Sweden.
Switzerland
yeah.
or something like that. So.
Yeah, one of the S's.
She's,
no, she's in Switzerland. Okay.
She's rolling in Switzerland
right.
now?
Yeah.
She's in
okay.
Switzerland. That's
where she's
right.
rolling.
If I were Tina, I'd be there too. Jeez, yes, that's rolling on the mountain.
So that's the big thing from the masked singer
oh,
last night. So.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Hooked now. I got to watch next week.
I guess I should have, yes, you do. I guess I should have said, spoiler alert.
Yeah, well. Oh, so now we're going to get a
Roar.
Group text
I know.
The Masked Singer. Oh, my God.
If,
oh, my God.
If you looked at it, if you watched it, you wouldn't know who he is anyhow.
No.
Jeez,
yeah.
He looks wow.
He took removed the gremlin mask, and
yeah, he looked
then
like,
they were waiting for him to remove his
yeah.
plastic mask.
It just looks like,
God.
Well, he's had so much work
yes.
done that his face looks like it's almost like melted almost.
Yeah.
It just, gosh,
all right,
Mickey,
well, we'll see
your
what happens
face
next
alone.
Week. 6:41, here we go. Your first chance to win. You want to play a round of The Answer is Always C. Mm-hmm. This is for dinner and a movie featuring the Market Grill Cafe Summerlin. We'll throw in a movie from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. And if you want to call, 702-739-9636. Ninth caller, we'll get through news, weather, and traffic and play the game next. We have Karen on the phone. She's ready to play a round of The Answer is Always C. Karen, you understand the game? Here we go.
Karen, it is October, after all, so these are some things that will be around in October or are coming back in October. All right?
Yes.
Number one, I refer to this as butt candy. Is it A, Chico Sticks? Is it B, Big Hunk? Is it C, Candy Corn?
It is C.
Yes.
Yes.
Good job, Karen.
I think we all refer
yes,
to it like
that's
that.
That's right.
Number two.
Karen, I refer to this as butt TV. Is it?
I see a theme here.
Yes. Is it A, New Amsterdam?
Oh,
is
boy.
It B, anything Chicago? Or is it C, The Bachelor?
C.
Yes.
The Bachelor, yes.
Good job.
There's nothing I can do to convince you.
I know.
That New Amsterdam is the best hospital ever.
And I've watched it, and it is.
Okay.
And it doesn't exist, and it makes me mad when I watch it.
Number three.
And this is just maybe a heads up. We're also educational and informative. Breast cancer awareness is the month of October. For this, tomorrow we will wear A, green, B, blue, or C, pink?
C, pink.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good job, Karen.
Winner.
Yay. Thank
you.
You
got the $50 gift card, Market Grill Cafe in Summerlin, and that movie from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. It's all from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet.
Hang
on,
going
on? Play on.
Are
pick
you
up
ready
everything.
For
and Karen,
more?
Thank
the
you
Mike
for
and
listening
Carla
to the
Mike
Morning
and Carla
Morning
Show.
Morning
is
show.
Back. If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund. On 96.3 KKLZ.
As we remember 1 October, you go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Right there on the main page, a list of activities and things going on today
mm-hmm.
in remembrance of this date 3 years ago. So if you want to take part in some of the things going on today,
yes.
please go to our website. It's all listed right there as we remember this date, of course, 3 years ago, right here in Las Vegas. Right. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:12. Plenty of sunshine today. Going to be nice. High in the upper 90s, low 100s tomorrow and over the weekend, Carla. They say it's going to be real nice. 73 now. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So research shows MIT did a pretty big research study. Now it revealed that leaving that middle seat empty on planes can cut the risk of catching the virus in half. So luckily, a lot of airlines still sticking with that. Captain Sully Sullenberg said he'll only fly airlines that block that middle seat off.
So he's still flying?
He's, when he flies regularly.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think he works for like the
Not as a pilot, but as a passenger.
Right, right. No, just as a passenger. And I who knows? I don't think he's still flying commercially.
I like that rule only because I don't have to sit next to anybody.
Yeah, exactly. So do I.
Even Jody doesn't sit next to me. She sits across the aisle.
I know. It's like, see, we can still be together in our row, but not have to be next to each other.
Uh-huh.
I know, but I love you.
Yeah.
Ford recalling 700,000 vehicles because their backup cameras are going dark. They just go black. Now, they're replacing those cameras at no cost. So, you know, if that is a problem, you probably received a recall notice if you haven't have it checked out. I don't know. They don't know how many crashes or injuries have occurred. Have you ever backed into something? It's the worst feeling.
Please.
Just the worst feeling in the world. It is.
I'll tell you this. I can even hear my wife, Jody, going, really, Carla? Has Mike ever backed into anything?
Okay. All right.
I don't even use it.
Oh, I do. Oh, man, I use it and I adjust it to see where the curb is and that. Oh, I love it.
I know, Morty, a lot of people are like that. They either don't use it or forget they have it.
Yeah.
But they're so accustomed to looking back.
Oh, I always look back. Always. But it has that panoramic view and you can see things like I can see a car coming from a half a mile away.
Yeah.
Behind me. It's awfully nice.
Mm-hmm.
Papa Murphy's Pizza holding a contest. They're trying to find the person with the oldest frozen pizza in the country.
I honestly probably could compete in that.
I was going to say, most people I know that get pizza, even frozen pizza, that doesn't sit that long.
No, they buy it to eat it.
Yeah.
I bought a Jack's pizza.
Yeah. Okay.
Frozen pizza, and they're horrible.
Huh. Why did you buy it then?
Because it was like $2.
Okay, got it.
And, you know, when you're on a budget, $2 frozen pizza is great.
$2 taste.
What's the pizza that you have in your freezer that you think you bought, like, years ago?
Jack's.
Jack's?
There you go.
Yeah, the Jack's pizza. It's just sitting there.
Take a picture
of
it.
And I've put stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to eat it. So
no, then it gets that pizza frost on it, too, that just is so
then
lovely.
Throw it away.
Well, no, take a picture of the expiration
then
date.
Then throw it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and send it in. And then the three oldest pizzas will win a year's supply of fresh pizza and a new freezer.
Papa Murphy's so good.
Kelly Clarkson, here he is, sitting right here.
Look, and he's got just a freezer full of pizza.
Minding his own business.
God, since you've been gone, I've been eating pizza, man.
Why is he still single?
Oh, my gosh. It is indeed Thursday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by our friends at Sam and Ash. What's right?
People texting in.
Yeah, we do have people texting in. And I just want to kind of get these out there. Karen Pierce actually texted and said, I'm truly blessed. My son and his girlfriend were supposed to attend Route 91 that night. And later on, after everything, I found out she wasn't feeling well. And they didn't end up going. But she didn't know that until the next day.
Oh, my God.
When she finally found out, she wasn't good. We're good. That had to just drive you crazy. Yeah. And we've said before, you know, if you went to sleep that night, you did not know till the next morning. You know,
you didn't know.
Yeah. You just didn't know till the next morning. I was lucky. I worked that night and I knew, but it you know, you didn't know till the next day.
I believe that was the second night at the Hard Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did your comedy stand up.
The third night, closing night.
Did your stand up comedy.
Yeah. And Barbara said that I was supposed to be there that night, man, but ended up giving my tickets away. My daughter lost a friend that night, and another one was shot in the shoulder. And these are just, you know, it's one of those, gosh, I should have, or maybe I shouldn't have, and I'm lucky I didn't.
Morty, you were supposed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then decided, you know what, I don't think I am.
Yeah, and I actually said I was going to go.
Yeah.
On that morning, and I just got lazy and said, would you get mad if I went? I decided not to go. And they said, no, don't worry about it.
I'm just going to stay home and eat pizza. Dalton. Dalton said, it's so important to remember how Las Vegas came together as a community, which we are always accused of not being. The long lines of people donating blood, water, all of that stuff. The hospitals, the first responders, nurses, doctors, all coming together as one. Las Vegas strong. That is why it became our battle cry, and that is the truth, boy. That is the truth.
We have our shirts on, and if you're going to do anything today, that would be the thing we would suggest, that you make an appointment to give blood, and after you make the appointment, follow through.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
That was the big thing the next day.
Yeah.
Lines around.
Right.
the United Blood Service buildings.
Mm-hmm.
People donating blood.
Still always need blood. It doesn't last forever.
KC and the Sunshine Band.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
Suck on that.
KKLZ.
So as we continue to observe 1 October, text lines, phone lines open 702-739-9636. As we said at the top of the show, you know, it's a tough day for a lot of people.
Yeah.
We were going to try and be as normal as we could. But if you wanted to talk about
laughable.
It. Exactly.
Like we're ever normal. Yeah, it's another day for people. Some people want to move on. Some people want to move on, but you can't ever forget.
Right. Your friend Karen's on the phone.
Hey, so I heard you guys talk about everything this morning.
Yes.
Remy and I are going to be doing a motorcycle ride this Saturday for the Route 91. Probably, you know, go by the garden.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Good.
Things like that. But
Karen, did Lisa's husband, Chris, did he come in this year?
He didn't. There was sadly a work thing.
You know, like we said on the air, I don't know if it's something you of course, you never forget it. You can't. But I don't know if it's something you want to mark each year with a sad occasion, like you guys are doing something positive, and that's good.
Right, and we were invited, you know, to the sunrise services, and that's just not the way we want to do things.
Yeah.
Well, everybody deals with it differently, and I think you have a great idea, and nothing against what anybody else is doing.
Oh, no, no.
But like said, you're hopping on your bikes and taking a ride, and you'll reflect, you'll go by the garden and do what you do there, and then move on.
I've said this before. My dad always used to say, why do we remember bad dates? We remember the awful things, but we don't remember the good dates. So he always said, so on that bad date, do something positive. Do something good.
I like that.
You know, so you turn it into a little something different.
Yeah, and Ram, you know, Ram's just been with me through this whole thing. He's awesome.
Well, girl, it was your best friend, for the love of God. And I swear to God, like I've said before, it makes me sad.
But on the flip side, the night before, that was such a great night.
That a really good memory you have is of somebody laughing at my show.
Rim brought up this morning. He said, honey, I want you to think about this. It's Jeff Moore in the Distance. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him. But there's a line in there, you know, and it talks about how people have come before us. And it says, like they're sitting in the stands. I can see them waving their hands saying, go, go, all the way.
God bless you, Karen. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I love you guys. Have a great day. And tell Morty he's wrong about Jack's pizza.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, that's hilarious. Karen, I love you, girl.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
For those people that don't remember Karen, she had a best friend fly into town with her husband.
Yeah.
Big anniversary, because her husband had botched up the anniversary of the year before.
He dropped the ball. So he thought, this year I'm going to fly her in to see her best friend, Route 91, her favorite artist playing.
Right.
And then they came in the night before to see us. You guys were there. You and Jody were there with some friends too. Everybody came in to see my show, which was a blast. And then, of course, the next night, and then that day after, she called us and said, well, you know, she said, I'm glad that one of the best memories and the last memories I will have of my best friend is seeing your show and laughing our butts off because she didn't make it out of there.
And you have since stayed in touch with her.
Yes.
And it's very nice. So.
Sure have.
Again, if you want to call or text, we're right here.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
So as we opened the show this morning, we told people, as we observe the third anniversary of 1 October, if you want to text in, call in, either way, that's great. You can do it, 702-739-9636. Got a few texts last hour. Your friend Karen called up. In fact, she texted. She did a follow-up text.
Yes, she did.
Morty, listen up.
She said, hey, guys, it's Karen again. Tell Morty Kelly Clarkson probably loves Jack's Pizza. So there you go, Morty.
No.
Morty claims that's the worst frozen pizza. So
ever.
Yes, ever.
Right. It's called cardboard.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Listen, I just want to, and I know people are, you know, it's today. It's 1 October, and a lot of people thinking about it and
dealing with it in their own way.
Sure, of course. And Greg wrote in and just said, morning. We so much appreciated the way you guys handled 1 October. Mike carefully checked the music, and that he did, to make sure anything inappropriate didn't slip through. We had three very close friends attending. Friend and his pregnant girlfriend were there, but they left early because she wasn't feeling well. That's a good thing. And our regular waitress from Fiesta Henderson Cafe was there. She still has a lot of issues with what happened. Sadly, now out of work because the casino didn't reopen, but thank you to you guys for being so thoughtful and professional, and our best wishes go out to everyone who was affected on 10-1. Thank you, Greg, very much. Thank
you. Our good friend Steve is on the phone. Steve, what's going on?
How are you? I spoke to you probably about a year ago.
Yes.
About your wife.
Yes.
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 We were just wondering about you off the air, Steve, and how she's doing.
Doing fairly well. She still has open wounds, believe it or not, that have not healed. So she has surgery coming up, but it's waiting to get scheduled, and then she has another procedure for her back. Her back went out.
She's got to have some positive outlook to have come this far, you know?
Yeah, she's a warrior. Mm-hmm. Always puts on a happy face. You never know that there's anything wrong with her, but, you know, you get behind closed doors. Sometimes it's a different situation, you know?
Listen, give your wife a hug from us, and of course, I know you hug her every day, but I'm going to tell you right now, you are very lucky, because if you were married to me, Steve, I would be complaining every single day. So you are a lucky man.
You would have left years ago.
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I would have been right there for you.
He's just glutton for punishment.
Steve, you're a good man, and she's very, very lucky, and so are you.
God bless you, Steve. Yes,
thank you very much.
Take care, friend.
Have a great day. Thank you.
That is so weird, because you and I were talking about him off the
air. Just wondering. Yeah, she was in the hospital for a solid year.
Yeah.
And, sheesh.
So thumbs up. God bless you. All right, sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the upper 90s today, low 100s tomorrow. Over the weekend, going to be nice. And by the way, there's a list of activities, things going on today in observance of 1 October. If you want to check out our website, 96.3kklz.com.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3kklz.
Boy, this was sad news. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, they were having another baby, and Chrissy wound up in the hospital. Like late last week. Well, they shared the news yesterday. They lost their son.
Oh, man.
Very, very sad. They named him Jack. He couldn't survive the complications. They said, we're just shocked and in the kind of pain you know, can only imagine. So, man, thinking about them, that is very, very, I know, very, very sad. Better news, I hope. Netflix, they dropped the first trailer for their new anthology series. It's called Social Distance, of course, set in the beginning months of the pandemic. They're all standalone episodes, and they're all told, it's almost like a Zoom show. It's all through a virtual lens.
Wow.
Very cool. I watched something, and I don't know if anyone saw it. I think it was done in, August, maybe July, August. It was called Love in the Time of Corona, and it was really good. It was just 4 half-hour episodes. It was funny. It was fun.
Very real.
It was really good.
Okay.
Yeah, I really liked it. This one, Social Distance, this will premiere October 15th. Still a little ways away, but that will, a couple weeks, actually.
Yeah.
Boy.
I know.
It's like, wait a second. Hold on. And AC/DC, as you might have thought, they are reuniting, and they have a new album on the way. Yes, Brian Johnson, Phil Rudd, Cliff Williams have all rejoined Angus. The new album is called, Power Up. It's PWR, Power Up. So there you go. I'm sure they will tour next year, you know, if all goes well. So he
wonder
had
if
that
the band,
surgery.
The sound of the band will change.
I know.
It won't.
No, I doubt it.
It just sounds the same.
It sounds like
loud
AC/DC.
Rock.
Yes, that's right. I don't know if it mattered if it was Brian Johnson or Axl. I don't know if it really mattered.
But, or Angus.
Angus, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Or Axl, for that matter.
Yes, I know. Well, he was filling in.
Yeah.
That's right. Then Brian had the ear surgery, so he's doing better. He can hear now better.
Well,
so that's good. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
We remember 1 October, 3rd anniversary. We've been telling you there's a list of activities listed on our website, 96.3kklz.com. But Carla thought, you know what, let's just throw the list out there.
Yeah.
And if you want to find out more, then go to our website.
Well, there's just a few things, of course, today, you know, going on. There are some things that have already taken place. But there is there's a fundraiser run also, which is interesting. They're doing 58 kilometers in memory of all of the lives that were lost on that day. Definitely check out our website. There's also, Karen mentioned on Saturday, they are going to be riding. And that is a Route 91 Memorial ride that they are doing. And it's kind of a cool ride that they'll be doing. And people have been invited to do this. And some are just kind of joining in, which is very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, get on. That ride's going to be really neat.
It's going to be a beautiful day for it. Beautiful weekend for it, too.
Yeah, it is. And it looks like there are different events along the way to kind of help out with you know, some trauma therapy for people who are still dealing with it, and a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Equestrian therapy, things like that with different stops. So that's really cool.
One other note to make, and a lot of people are encouraging people to do this, is to donate blood.
Sure.
Make your appointment to donate blood and follow through on that appointment, especially on this day, and as well as every day, because they need blood every day.
Yeah,
but
sure,
if you're going to do something to mark this anniversary.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Time is flying by. The year's almost up and Christmas right around the corner. I know, we haven't gotten to Halloween or Thanksgiving, but...
No, I was driving in this morning and it was like, oh, look at all those lights somebody had decorated for Halloween. I mean, like Christmas. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord. The yard looked nice.
You know that couple that lived across the street from us and they moved out? They couldn't do the coronavirus quarantine thing.
Oh, no.
There was one of those couples that busted up.
Oh, no. Was it that bad?
And it wasn't quietly either.
Oh, good.
He used to, and no kids.
Right.
But he used to decorate the house for Halloween, like, go way overboard.
Yeah, people love Halloween.
They do, here in Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas right around the corner, and Dolly Parton, you know that album, A Holly Dolly Christmas, which comes out Friday, tomorrow. Here's the first, hold on, I want to make sure. This is called Christmas on the Square, the new Dolly Parton Christmas song. She just does whatever she
wants. That's Dolly right there, baby. That is Dolly.
And can do anything she wants.
You're darn right she can.
So that's Dolly Parton's new song, On the Square, from her Holly Dolly Christmas album.
She wouldn't do it if she didn't know it would make money, because she's really smart.
I can sing whatever I want to sing.
I can imagine the producers or engineers going, hold on, did you just say something?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a part of the record.
Yeah, hello.
Keep rolling.
Because I'm Dolly Parton.
That's right.
And no one can say it sucks because it sounds exactly like everything else,
right.
Which is good.
Yes. Yeah, very Christmassy. Parton. Very hayride song.
All right, some new music. And I know you're a Demi Lovato fan. Maybe not. I don't know.
I do. I like her. I like her.
Well, she has another breakup song.
Oh. She's only like 25. She's broken up several times.
Well, she's trying to keep it together.
Oh, boy.
Wait, did she just get into...
Yes, she did.
So they're broken up? So
I believe
she wrote this song?
I believe they broke up. Yeah,
oh,
she's broken up like three times since
That's
Pete
why
Davidson.
She has a new song, Morty.
Well, that's...
Taylor Swift Jr.?
Yes.
It's called I Still Have Me.
I don't have much, but at least I still have me.
Still have your voice,
That's her therapy. When you break up, you got to write something.
I got news. Comedians do the same thing. So
do they really?
Yes. Yes.
But it's only comedy?
Yes.
Or they write a song?
We make it funny. No,
okay.
No, it's comedy.
Did you do that?
Oh, like every relationship I've ever had is in my act.
Okay.
Believe it. Everything in my act is true. So there you go.
And that's why you are who you are.
Yes. Is this the same song playing?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
no.
I was like, I like it.
Mary, no, it's not like Mary J. Blige. No.
Sounds like
I'm
very happy for a breakup song, and she's not singing. I was like, whoa.
I know the show moves very fast, but
it
you got to keep up.
Turn around, Morty. Face forward.
There you go. Take the frozen pizza out.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. You know, this whole school thing on Zoom, and basically it's homeschooling, really.
Yes.
Because you got to keep an eye on the kids. 45-year-old guy in China had a heart attack last month. He was so stressed out helping his third grader with his math homework. He had to go to the hospital. They rushed him to the hospital. Emergency surgery.
Oh, no.
He's recovering. Jeez. And he's going to be okay, thank God.
Ugh. It's that new math. Why is there new math?
Who I don't know.
You math. Why do we need new math?
So,
jeez. What is it? Common Core.
Yeah.
Common Core.
Okay, but that's what it's doing to parents. Stressing them out.
God. Oh, man. How has addition and subtraction and
gotten so out of control?
Multiplication changed.
Yesterday we were talking about politics. A small town in Russia needed an opponent in his election to become a politician in a small town in Russia needed an opponent in his election because of a rule. You have to have 2 candidates.
Oh, okay.
So you have to have two. Like here, you don't have to in the podcast.
Man. No, I'm leaving it.
No.
To Russia Anna. With love.
Oh. That seems something America would do.
Wow. Yes,
she
it does.
Won.
Well,
it's not unheard of. I mean, these animals win all the time, right? A dog,
yes,
a horse.
They do. They do. They absolutely do. Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. Well, here's some politics. A Houston woman. She's planning on having plastic surgery in order to look just like Kamala Harris. She says she's an inspiration to me. So she's having breast augmentation, rhinoplasty, having her nose basically broken and fixed, tummy tuck, lipo, Botox, filler, and an eyelid lift. So she'll look like Kamala. I'm sure that Kamala is just flattered beyond belief. Oh, what? Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Why do you want to look like someone?
Anybody.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, I'd love to look like Charlize, but, that's not going to happen. It's there, right here. Right here, people.
This is the package.
Which things, which get, right?
This is
here.
The prize.
Oh, they're there. They're in there. And if there was, I don't think there's a better incentive to vote than in Montana.
Listen to this.
An adult toy store giving away free toys, the vibrating kind, to women who vote. Ladies, get out there.
So you show your sticker, I voted?
I voted. Yep, you show your sticker, and they hand over, yes.
Wow.
Yes, and the festivities begin, and the celebration begins no matter who you voted for. Dun, 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 dun,
dun.
Yes. Where's Carla? I don't know. She said she was still voting. I don't know. She's in the booth. We don't know what's going on.
Miss 90 minutes.
Yes.
What's going to take you a lot longer to get there?
And what did Andrew say? 90 minutes is more like 2 hours.
Like 2 hours. Oh,
oh my God. Blah, 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 blah.
It is Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. A very simple but amazing story. 7-year-old boy from Maryland. 7 people. His name is Kavanaugh Bell. He raised enough money to pack a 53-foot truck with PPE and other COVID supplies for health, food, things like that. Mm-hmm. He delivered them last week to a Native American reservation in South Dakota. It is considered one of the poorest places in America. Listen to what he said.
So what I'm doing right now is I'm filling the truck to go to the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. I'm just trying to do what's best for them. I'm just trying to make them have a big, fat smile on their face. I just want to teach people that they can have an impact no matter their age, no matter your 8, 10, or even my grandma's age, 74.
Wow. Whoa.
I know, your old grandma. Or even my grandma's age. Keep in mind, again, he is in Maryland. Loading up the truck, his family, they're going to drive it over to this reservation in South Dakota.
Wow.
Good for him. I know.
How old?
7.
7. What were you doing when you were 7 years old? You didn't care.
Oh, man. It didn't seem like there was a care in the world when you were seven.
No.
Either. But, you know, there's so much out there that kids are exposed to now.
Right.
You know, because of social media and all of that.
And
so
that's where they get it from.
Yes, I'm glad he got something good out of it.
That's awesome.
So, wow, that is very, very touching.
Well, if you have a feel-good story you want us to hear about it, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Or, better yet, a local feel-good story. And a lot of them going on today and yes. through the weekend. Observance of 1 October.
Yeah.
Just submit it through, give us a call. Like a lot of people did this morning. 702-739-9636. That about does it for us. We are back tomorrow. Of course, Wendy Rush in next. We kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Kick off your work day with the hits of the 80s and more. And thank you to everybody who texted in, called in. Like I said before, as we observe 1 October for a lot of people, and there's a lot of things going on, not only today, but throughout the weekend in observance. If you want to find out what they are, just go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. You could do that. All right? So as we always say at the end of the show, be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.